Hello everyone, welcome back. This is part 7 of Rhythm Paradise Megamix, and I'm recording this at quite an inopportune time in the evening, so if there's any random noises or anything that may be out of place, I'm hoping there won't be much, but anything can happen. So yeah, I better get started because we have quite a bit to tackle today. And by today, I mean I also did part 6 today, so yeah, more than enough for this part even, which is part 7. So we better get started. Although the games won't be too hard. As you can hear, there was a much longer sound that just played when we moved up, and that is important because we've now moved to a newer part of the map, which, well, you'll see in the very end. I'll come back to that. Anyway, the person we're meeting now is called Trey, and because the reason why is because he resembles a tree, because, you know, lush tower, trees, lush, you know what I mean? Anyway, so the reason why I said lush tower is what you'll see. Once we finish this conversation, I'll show you what I mean. Oh my god, there's too much text. Okay. So, you can't really tell, but if I move up, nothing happens. If I move left or right, nothing happens. But if I do move down, it'll make a really cool downward noise. And if I move up, that is what happens now. If I press A on this, it's not going to give you a game. Instead, it's going to give you a new area, which is what towers look like, which has a music of its own, which sounds like this. In towers, you move up and down between games, and the thing about towers is that there are not only 4 unique games almost all the time, or in all the towers, they are original games. None of them are like easy simplified. We've passed all those already. But there's also a remix at the end of each one, so this is where remixes start happening. For the first bit, I'm not really gonna care about changing language, except for the very, very last part. You'll see what I mean. Okay, it's time to start Rhythm Tengoku time, and the game for Lush Tower, Rhythm Tengoku, is... Spaceball, which is adeptly named because you get to hit baseballs that are coming at you, and you're also apparently in space.
1, 2, 3, 4!
Like this. You hear the ball, 1, A, and that's it. I like how it tries to, like, do the drums the way they are actually meant to be played, like, with this Latin rhythm. There's one more thing that happens. Sometimes there's high balls, which you have to hit for longer. A. It's 1, 2. When you hear the drrr, that means you have to wait an extra beat. Okay. Let's go. My high score on this is 97. Thank you. Get ready. Yep. There. One more. This one is apparently a rice ball that you hit at the very end, because you need to have Japanese culture references in everything. Well, okay, in Rhythm Tengoku at least you did. I think that was okay. I don't know if I did like a 94, 93, maybe even better. Now if you listen closely, that is not 6 coins, that is 8 coins. Oh, and we'll be hearing 8 coins from now on instead of just 6. Which is really cool. It makes up for the amount of coins that I spent on Chicken Race last time. And also, one extremely amazing thing about the towers is the fact that there's no freaking text. You don't need to go through this extraneous dialogue of like constantly scrolling through text to finally get to the next game. You can just skim past it immediately. It's great. Okay, let's go back to Spaceball and see what the score is. 95. Not bad. Not bad.
Don't make the whole zoom away. Don't blink. Don't wipe your tears.
Don't blink, don't wipe your tears. Except the problem is you kinda shouldn't even look at the screen. You should just, okay, never mind. Next game. This one is weird, but it's also really cool, and it was one of my favorites in DS once I got to use it or play it properly. The intro will give it away. Yep. It's Dog Ninja time. Because who needs normal ninjas when you can have dog ninjas that cut stuff?
One, two, three,
like
four.
This. Hear the thing? You press A. Now here's one thing that you're gonna have to get accustomed to is this other rhythm that happens quite often.
Two,
three, four. Listen very closely. Yeah. And one, hit. That one's a little bit hard. And they don't tell you this, but sometimes you have to cut other random stuff. There's like bones and tires and even a freaking pan by the sound of it. Am I just rehashing the same exact thing that I said in the Rhythm Heaven DS playthrough back 2 years ago? Maybe? But there really isn't much else to say. Let's go. Be really careful with your hits. Gets harder. I like that sound when you cut the bone. And now we have this part. Pay attention. That's not how it sounded in the original. Nope, I just missed it. Oh, try again. But yeah, the tires make different sounds. A tiny bit faster on the echoes in this version. Okay, I'm gonna shut up now. Damn. What? How did I miss again? Really? It's not supposed to be that hard. And Skill Star. Now pay close attention. You ready? Yeah. The last two. Okay. Did it. Only took me a few tries. Shouldn't be that hard, but apparently it was a bit harder than I was expecting. I don't think I'm gonna get the 95. Maybe 93, 94. That's good enough. Maybe even worse. If I do get a bad score, I don't really want to try this again, because I've tried it enough times. It's long enough that I don't really want to try it again. Okay, let's see.
Recognizing Ninja Frog, make a throwback anything, also, this Ninja Frog, I scored 95!
I actually matched the score, great! Okay, next one is one of the easiest games that, well, quite frankly, it's easy because it's the very first game you play in Rhythm Heaven Fever. I don't know why they put it in here, but they did. It is Hole-in-One, a game where you have to follow Monkey's and Mandrill's cues by hitting the ball at the correct time when they make noises. So first is Monkey's cue, which sounds like this. 1, 2. 1, 2. And then Mandrill is the other guy, and Mandrill makes a bit other noises. So first he makes a little 1, 2, A. Oh, I just missed it. 1, 2. 1, 2. This music doesn't really justify the amazingness that is this track. I love this track. Let's play it. High score is 94. Again, for those who played Rhythm Rage, very familiar. Get ready. There's a lot of them in the row now. And Mandrill. Star. Almost done. Last one. Yeah. No miss. Skill star. I think that was pretty good. Okay, I'm actually quite impressed with that one. I don't think I did too bad. Let's see. 95, yes! I improved one of my scores. Okay, so 95 on that one too, which is great. Now, our next one is 95 as well, which I can't actually believe. I think I'm only going to get like a 92 or a 93 mostly, because this one's hard. The new one is actually quite hard. It requires tapping, but it also requires... Well, you'll see. It's a little bit weird. Like, really weird, in fact. You'll see what I mean. Same intro as Power Calligraphy, but barely any resemblance to it. In fact, none. Listen to this cue. You hear this. You start. You start tapping. Now, one trivia fun fact about that is that tapping noise is the same exact noise you hear whenever you have to tap when the clicks start happening in the tutorials. So when you tap, it makes this specific noise. Now there's another thing that happens that where it's not a boom, 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 boom. It's a different kind of noise that you hear sometimes, which sounds like this. When you hear that, you go one. Two, one, two, one, two, like that. Also, I'm not sure why it's called Sumo Brothers. I'm guessing you're in sync with someone else. Here's one more thing that you may encounter sometimes is this whistle noise. And that lasts for four beats. And on the next beat, after the four beats are up, you press B. Three. 4, A, or B, sorry. 3, 4, B. Okay, pay close attention to the cues, but also, this music is weird. Remember, I have to be early on everything. Yes, let's go. 3, 4. Ooh, fast triplets there. Okay. Didn't have to do anything like restart or anything. It worked. I don't think it worked well, but it worked nonetheless. No miss. And star. Great. Don't get me wrong, these games are much harder than the previous ones we faced so far, so it is getting harder. Now, as you can hear, I'm pressing up, nothing's happening, because I'm at the last game. There's no edge sound anymore. Let's see the score. 92, yeah, as I was expecting. I think 92 is good enough. I don't want to try that again. My high score, as I said before, is 95. Now, let me quickly check something. Okay, so the remix. There is a remix, and this is our first remix. Even though it is our first remix, it isn't extremely easy. There's still a few things you're gonna have to get used to. My high score is 94. Before I go into it, I'm gonna move over to the cafe. Remember, you have to get out of the towers. The cafe button isn't accessible unless you're on the world map. No, I didn't mean to do that. That's just by habit. I accidentally did that. I meant to click on that. Change the language back to Japanese, as it should be, because this remix has lyrics. Now, what's weird is I'm going to use this quote quite often. Well, actually, I'm probably just going to say it once. There was this one time when I was watching someone's video and they said they get a bunch of comments saying, "Where did those lyrics come from?" And what he usually answers with is, "Where did the lyrics go?" Because basically what happened was, when the game was ported over from Japanese into English, well, you'll see. I'm gonna first play the remix in Japanese, and then I'll switch over to English and show you what's different. It's not great, let me tell you that. Okay, so let's play it. I love that remix intro, it's great. Remixes have this intro, it's basically the only new intro. Okay, so first, there's a bunch of text scrolling on the screen that tells you what a remix is. Basically, it takes these four games that we've played and puts them into one song. I hope you're ready, because, I don't know. I'm not, I guess. Let's go, we start with Spaceball. I'm gonna try not singing. Although, I'd love to. Dog Ninja Time. And back to Spaceball. And back to Dog Ninja. And 3, 4. And hole in one. Now pay attention. Spaceball, 1, 2. And 1, 2. I love that part. Hole in one. And again, 1, 2. 1, 2. Dog Ninja. 2, 3, 4. And Spaceball time. And stomping. 3, 4. And hole in one. You're a node. You're a node. 1, 2. Doki making a story. Yes. And that was a random alien that we just released out of that ball when we hit it, apparently. If you don't hit the ball, it doesn't make that sound. I didn't miss anything. It was great. I got the star, too. That is one of my favorite tracks in the whole entire game. Lush Remix is one of my favorite songs. I love it. Now, before we get any further, I now have to endure a credit sequence, because even though the game is not over yet, it's still going to try and trick you into thinking that it's over by doing this. It plays this music, which I'm not sure if you're familiar with, but if you played Fever, you are familiar with it because you have heard it at the same exact time. When you beat one of the remixes that takes the credits, you hear the same music. I'm gonna go through this, and what's supposed to happen is Tibby is supposed to go in this spaceship and just fly away back to Heavenworld, but you'll see that that kinda doesn't work. This next part is completely auto-scrolling. I cannot do anything to change this. It's just gonna keep going.
Record, it's time for us to say. It's time for Citra. Record, it's time for us to say goodbye, Citra. Record, K1 the long face. K1 the Citra. Record, one the long face. Lig H10 up. Lig H Citra. Record, we've come a long way together. To Citra. Recognizing, and I want to thank you. You've been amazing. You've Citra. Recognizing, saying goodbye is never easy. Citra. Record, plus 10. I'm not gonna cry. Because Citra.
Because I'm not sure what.
Record, we're going to see each other again. Other again, Citra.
That
Record,
we are.
Lig sure of it, Lig sure of it, Citra.
That you are, because you. Not that you don't
Record,
know, really.
Well, I have to go now. Well, I have to go now, Citra. Recognize it, take carry, I guess. Take carry, Citra. Record, so long, Citra.
And now. Whee! He just got launched into space. And, little does he know that what's gonna happen next is. He's just gonna crash back down. So the game is pretending that you won, but really. Well, you'll see. Even the music tells you. Yeah. That didn't go as planned, did it? This next part is the birds that we heard in the very beginning. The narrator talking about the story back when Tibby was first introduced to us. Text is very, very easy to skip. And now, we're back. And we have more text to scroll through before we finally get anywhere. So, apparently, Tibby kinda didn't know how the towers work. Because apparently what's happened is in order to go back up into Heavenworld, you have to first convince all the other towers, which are actually linked to the lands that we've been in before, like Honeybee Land and Machine Land and Citrus Land, Donut Land, Barbershop Land, and Songbird Land. All these have towers. Which means more games and more remixes for us to play. I'm going intentionally slow because for whatever reason it doesn't let me mash the button here. Can you stop speaking? Seriously. Now don't be fooled, even though you just went back into the area, text hasn't gone away yet. There's more text. The only time when you know you're safe is when the character stops speaking. There. Now, if you listen closely, you can hear that if you move left, it makes a noise. If you move right, it makes a noise. Now, these towers are laid out such that Honeybee Tower, Machine Tower are, like, there's seven of them, of course, Lush Tower being the middle. Honeybee and Machine are closest to Lush, then the next two on positions 2 and 6 is Donut and Citrus. In positions 1 and 7 is Barbershop and Songbird Tower. I'm going to go back into... Let's see if I'm in the right position. Position 4. I'm going to go back into Lush Tower, which doesn't have any introductions yet. And I'm going to go back to the remix and see what my score was. 93, not bad. So, I'm going to quickly go and switch back to English, and I'll show you what I mean by where do the lyrics go. And also, once you've completed this part, there's more stuff in the cafe, and also, you can now go to Challenge Land and challenge all of the easy ranks, the easy train courses. But, of course, this save file is only dedicated to going through the main story, and all the side stuff is going to be on my own save file, which I've basically done most of it already. Switch back to English, and I'll show you what Remix Lush Remix sounds like in English. That intro is too cool not to skip. I mean, that intro is too cool to ever skip. Unless you're doing a perfect attempt. Do 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 do. See anything different? There's something missing. There's something else that's gonna be really jarring. Listen closely. Yeah. So basically, you're just playing with a stupid brass section in the background. The only problem with this is if they made it more expressive, it would be great. But the thing is, it's just straight notes. There's nothing else to it. It's as if, I don't know, they didn't take much care into making this melody line. I don't like it. I keep missing stuff. 1, 2, 3, 4. I'm not even going to continue, I'm just going to quit now, because this is terrible. I don't like it. But what I do like is the fact that we finished part 7, and I can go back to Japanese now, and not need to worry about this. No more gates, no nothing, now we just need the towers, and I'm going to be tackling the towers. In real time, I'm going to be tackling them much, much later. In your time, when you're going to be seeing this, the tower videos are going to start happening quite soon. If my predictions are correct, that is. So, that was Lush Tower, and I had a lot of fun making this one. And I hope that you will continue enjoying the rest of these games as we see a lot of the ones that we've seen before, but in their real actual incarnations this time, instead of being extremely dumbed down, easy versions. So, I hope you've enjoyed part 7, and I'll see you next time.